Blog Talk Radio.
That a great way to start the afternoon. And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending on your time zone, and welcome. Welcome everyone to Nightlight. Welcome light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children and philosophers, and all those seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and James Luce, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around this nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. The show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, and gather for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is my own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light, and we'll share ours with you. And with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together, as we do every week, generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you want to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. Ton of information there, as well as all the stuff I'm into and where I can be located and all sorts of amazing things like that. Also, it will give you a list of the different shows that I'm on the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of the month, I do Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Adele. That's on from 2 to 4, and it's a new show, and it's an amazing show. So it's full of spiritual insight, spiritual wisdom, and, of course, also free readings, which is the best part of the whole thing, actually. You get a whole bunch of mediums together and psychics, and you just never know what you're going to come up with. And Jeannie and I have just started to do a Wednesday show as well. It's on from 8 to 10 on Wednesday evening. This is an interview show. And last Wednesday, we had Lynn Buss on. He's an amazing numerologist. This coming Wednesday is our night of mediums, where you can hear mediums talk, gripe, compare stories, and sort of get an idea as to what happens to one when one becomes a medium, and how do you deal with it, and how do you know you've got it, and all sorts of cool stuff like that. I have Mary Peeler and James Luce, both amazing mediums, and I dabble in it as well. So it's going to be a fun show next Wednesday night, 8 to 10. It's called Nightlight Matrix. It's the same address as this show, so if you favorited this show and are following this show, then you'll get a notice about that show as well. Jeannie's in the chat room, and she can answer any of the questions that you've got. If you're interested in getting a reading, make sure that you press the number 1 after you've called in to let her know that to pick up and to scan you, and make sure that, you know, you're a real person and not a computer or whatever it is she does. But she does it so beautifully. She is definitely underpaid. The call-in number is 347-857-2139. If you're interested in getting a reading, I highly suggest you call in early rather than late, because sometimes that line gets amazingly long, and we don't get to as many people as we like. The other thing that you know I need to speak with you about today, which I'm very excited about, is my guest. My guest is James Luce, and he has he's a spirit communicator and a past life reader and a medium. He got the same kind of training that I got, which is in the spiritualist church. So his training and his background are certainly of a very spiritual nature. And the amazing thing about him is that he also has a theatrical career. He does act, and he has been on and off Broadway. I'm not sure exactly. We'll have to ask him. But he is insightful. He is kind and compassionate. He's one of the sweetest men I have ever known, and he works the psychic fairs with me, and he is the one that everybody goes to. He has readings when no one else does, and he is often held longer than others because there is such a demand for him, and I am so absolutely honored and thrilled that James has decided that he wants to take to the airwaves and give radio a shot. So I'm going to pull James on now. Hi, James, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're coming through loud and clear.
Oh, good. Because technology, this kind of technology is a new journey to me, as you know.
It is, but you know something? It means that we are not being left in the dust by the younger people yet.
That's true.
That day may well come, but it isn't here yet. I was mentioning how you got your training in the spiritualist church as well. You want to kind of give us a little idea as to, you know, how you came up in this field?
I was always seeing things out of my third eye, and my mother, of course, thought I was crazy. And mm-hmm. I had a lot of imaginary playmates when I was 5, not realizing they were my guides. And after 27 years, 30 years, I had several loved ones in spirit, and I went to a medium on the eastern shore of Maryland. Her name was Madame Loretta, and I ended up going to her actually for about 17 years. And I was always just searching for guidance and confirmation and enlightenment. I always looked at all the mediums and went, well, that's wonderful. I love them. I'm not going to be able to do this. And then when I was studying at the New London Spiritualist Church in Connecticut with a wonderful medium named Al Ferenczi, who is now in spirit and who I ask to come in and help me all the time, he always said I had great messages, and I was not amazing on interpretation, but he pushed me. And he forced me to get in front of people and speak, as you know how spiritualist development class works. And
yes.
I loved doing it. I realized with all of the energy and the white light going through me, and I learned interpretation because I was always seeing, but I didn't know what I was seeing. And a lot of what I was seeing, I had several other teachers that helped me. It was about, actually, I was seeing people's past lives. I was seeing their journeys, and I had no idea. So I'm just very thankful to my guides and my masters and saints and prophets and angels that I finally figured that out. But now I know what to call on upstairs to help me out so that everything that is seen and felt is interpreted to help people.
I think that you experienced most of the mediums that I talked to. It's not something that was sought. It's something that happened because of a spiritual development process that you were undergoing, and so it's I've met a few people that have said, well, I want to learn how to do what you do, and you know, my response is usually, well, you have to allow it to happen if it's going to happen, but there's no guarantee that it's going to happen.
It's true. It's true. Many of my teachers have said all of us have the gift, but in this day and age, you know, the great clairvoyant Rudolf Steiner, who founded Anthroposophy, in his early channeling, what he would say about society and people is everyone is so trapped in their brain and they're so trapped in their head and they're absent from their heart and they're absent from their intuition. And it is about training and practice and allowing it to happen, letting go of your brain and using other instruments God has given you, such as your heart and the deep ability to feel.
Absolutely. And I think the most wonderful thing about this show is that because I look upon what I do as a gift, and it's so cool to be able to sit back here and just share it with other people and not have to, you know, to worry about all sorts of other things. This is, you know, here's where I'm free, and anybody who wants to take advantage can do that. And it's been an amazing experience for me, because over the years, Jeannie and I have read thousands of people. And,
sure. Yes.
And, you know, I have to say that Jeannie is the co-host, and though she, you know, doesn't do readings, she's one of the most spiritual people that I've ever known, and that she comes, you know, day after day, week after week to this show and does her fair share there in the subtle background. She doesn't get enough credit for the time she's invested in and the kindness that she's shown to everybody that's called.
Yes, she's beautifully sensitive and filled with love. And I keep the information private, but I remember at your psychic fair, I read her, and then when I plugged back into her, she's so loving and caring for everyone that calls in.
Oh, absolutely. And I keep telling her I want to double her salary, and she keeps grumbling that, you know, twice nothing is still twice nothing. And so, you know, I've decided that I will, you know, give her the same pay that I get instead, which is also nothing.
Right.
But she is, she makes doing this show so easy because, you know, she screens the people. I know the name. I know basically what they're going to ask for. And there was a time years and years ago where we had some problems with people calling in and saying rude, crude things. And she managed to catch them all. And in many ways, rather than being embarrassed by them, she embarrassed them back to the point that they hung up. So she's absolutely fabulous. You know, this show has run very, very smoothly because of Jeannie's, you know, loving attention to making sure that only people who really need to get through.
that takes a lot of intuition and instinct on its own, of just knowing what the urgent request is to really help and let the white light in.
Oh, absolutely. And she's never failed. She's always done a magnificent job. And she, you know, she's a wife and a mother and a grandmother, and she has a very, very full life, and still she finds time to do service to the light on Blog Talk Radio, which I think is the coolest thing ever.
That is amazing. That's amazing. Because one of the things when you're a medium, but this is about, I guess, your other show, but you can really lose time on Earth, you know?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Time does not exist in spirit. So time on Earth can get complicated or very surprising.
Well, she does keep me on track, which is a phenomenal, treat.
God bless you.
I don't have to pay, a great deal of attention to a lot of things. She paces me very, very nicely. We have a lot of callers, so I want to hit as many as we can today. And
okay.
She's just sent me a notice, a little note that said, "Read, it's time." So without further ado, I'm going to pull Ashley in from California. Hi, Ashley. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. Thanks. Nice to be on.
How can we help today?
Well, I would just like to know if I have any messages from deceased loved ones or spirit.
I can tell you that I have a lot of spirits here. It does feel as though, they're all mixed together, and it looks as though you're going through a shift. And there's a lot of new things coming into your reality. And what the spirits are saying is that this is a time of miracles for you, and to please open your arms and stop crossing them. Open your arms and embrace what the universe is showering down on you, because you seem to be all closed up, and it's almost like you're protecting yourself, and this is not a time to protect from the goodness and the light that's coming your way. James, what are you getting?
You have a man, an older man in spirit, and I don't know what age he's showing me, because I think in his later life he didn't have much hair, and what hair he had was somewhat long, but he had lost it, and he's very loving, and he's got a lot of... what he wants to tell me to a degree in life, he had much love and sensitivity, but there was a lot of stillness about him. He was not excitable, and he was pretty contained, even though he had a lot of internal power and sensitivity. But he was calm and didn't say much. And then there's a woman around you as well. As Barbara says, you have many guides. And many loved ones in spirit, or several. The woman is more bouncy, and she is more lively. She could possibly be a joy guide because she has a lot of the unconditional love and comforting abilities of humor. And she shows the part of life she was in. She shows that she was, I don't think, incredibly tall. She was kind of fleshy, very loving, very jolly. She had a full face. She somewhat had a full body at one point of her life.
Don't we all? If I can hop in here, the man, I think, is your father in spirit?
No.
Okay, this is his father then. I think James got your grandfather on your father's side.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's his first name?
Ernie.
Yes, yes. And he is here, so you pray and call him in to help you through everything Barbara said, this transition and this transference and this transformation, which is happening and going to happen to you. Because he has very bright eyes and much love, and yet... because of his placidity, he is a good protector. You might even feel him if you're wondering, now, what direction should I take, or should I take this turn or not? He has that great ability to steer you, sometimes by tapping you on the shoulder, sometimes by letting something drop off the shelf or making you aware energetically. He is here through great love to protect and steer you to your greatest good.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's basically saying, I have your back. Stop being afraid to step out of the shadows. You've been hiding, and it's time that you started to sort of get back into the flow of life that you've been avoiding for a while. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Ashley. Take care
now.
Thank you. Many blessings. Many blessings. You're very well protected and cared for by spirit. You'll do beautifully.
Good. Thank you very much, both of you.
God bless. Many blessings.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Camelli. Did I say it right? Is it Camelli in California?
No, it's Camille.
Camille. Oh. Okay. I should put glasses on, I guess, huh? How can we help Camille?
Okay.
It happens
well,
to us, Barbara. You know, when you get our age, it happens to us.
I know. I have insight, but the sight isn't too good. So how can I help Camille?
Okay, yes. I am a hypnotherapist in private practice, and I am seeking more clients. What energies do you feel about me going forth and thriving in my business?
This is easy for me. I think you're very good at what you do. I think you're very spiritually oriented, and it does feel as though you are very, very gifted. Now what I'm seeing is that in order to expand what you're doing now, did you ever hear the phrase, you got to give it away to get it?
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay, it's true. And so what I'm seeing here is if you are seeking to expand your practice, it feels as though doing something even like free workshops in different places and demonstrations of what you do and how it works. Hypnotherapy, I know, is very, very useful for all sorts of issues and difficulties. But at the same time, it can be used for, you know, spiritual insight and past lives and things like that as well. And that does play into, of course, you know, addictions and emotional things. It feels like
you need
to put yourself out there a lot more and let people experience you in environments that are not threatening. And by that, I mean one-to-one, because sometimes doing something in a group is more comfortable for a lot of people than for doing a one-on-one. And then lots of times if you run workshops where you're taking people through a very, very light meditation and putting them into a light trance so that they can experience finding something about their own reality and then feeling how comfortable it is and how safe it is, they may well approach you to go into greater expanse in private sessions. So I would set yourself up so that you could do either free workshops or workshops that are very inexpensive so that groups of people could come in and experience what hypnotherapy is. I think a lot of people are so afraid that you're going to have them clucking like a chicken when they hear a word, and they don't understand that it really can benefit them greatly.
Right.
Also, you have a really you're very grounded, and you have an excellent business sense, and your third eye is really open, so you can truly with new clients and people whom you're just meeting, you have the beneficent spirit that can look inside them, and can suggest certain things to them that hypnotherapy might help their fears, their worries, their certain past lives and incarnations. So what Barbara is saying is incredibly true, because it's about being generous with your great. You have great insight, and the more you practice, even doing just free little demonstrations to help people, new tools are going to come to you, because you're very well trained. But new tools will come, and you're good at marketing yourself. So it's really about just getting out there and allowing groups of people to experience your insight, because spirit tells me if not now in the future, you will know different modalities of hypnotherapy.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, it's important really not to necessarily focus on the money at this point as much as it is to focus on. It's not at this point quality as much as it is quantity. And if you get yourself out there to enough people, so enough people have experienced you, you'll find that you will pick up your clients that way. And at some point in time, probably within the next 12 to 18 months, you'll have word of mouth working for you. Right now it's not working really, really well, but it will pick up.
You will have a lot of people coming back. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got a familiar person here. We have Carlos in California. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing today?
Hey, Barbara. I'm doing really well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically well. Thank you. How can we help today?
Well, I think I would probably just love a general and see what you guys pick up on my energy.
You have spectacular energy here. There's a new harmony of spirit around you. There's a new element of insight. There's a new shift of focus and perception. I feel like you've gone through an amazing transformational process, and it does feel as though that law of attraction is working with you profoundly. There is also, it feels as though there's a duality here of directions that you're going to be able to be moving in come the June timeframe, and you're committed to opening yourself up to even greater potential than you had intended. And that's the main message from Spirit. Don't limit yourself. Don't restrict yourself by what you think should be coming your way. Throw yourself open to the full potential of the universe and allow the universe to surprise you, because there's magic, miracles, and the unexpected here. Also, a lot of spirits around you lately. I would be surprised if you didn't kind of feel a buzzing around you as though there was a lot going on.
That's exactly what I'm feeling these days.
Yeah, because the energy is profound, and it's almost as though you threw a switch, and you know the other side can get through to you to a greater degree than ever before. So it's really quite profound. James, what do you get?
Also, your feeling center, and your communication center, your heart and your throat chakras. There's new profundity, new depth, new openness, new messages. But your tool, they show that is the essence of your soul, is you're so gentle. You're a very gentle, sweet, contemplative, kind heart. And there are, as Barbara says, June things will change, but there are new people coming into your life because of this profundity of your gentleness and your sweetness, because of course that is how they talk to us through the heart. But you have you have an ability to soothe people, and you have an ability to straighten things out. And you're, as Barbara says, you're naturally going to be protected. So don't be afraid to take steps forward. If your heart tells you to soothe, to be gentle, to calm people down, you also, you're very twinkling in your eyes. You have a lovely, teasing, sweet, humorous ability. And there's going to be new friends are coming in that are being attracted to this. Watch, stay grounded. Stay grounded.
Okay.
In other words, feel all this and step in and be the peacemaker. But make sure you plant your feet on earth. Make sure you send your energy straight from your root chakra down into the earth, just to give you balance.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, you're a really charming, sweet soul. You know, God bless you.
He calls in frequently, and he's one of the favorites here.
Oh, good, good. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for your messages. Take care.
Thanks, Carlos. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. And we have another regular here. This is cool. I love regulars. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful, Barbara. Thank you. And hi, James.
Hi.
So, you know, I'm always in transition, so I wanted to get kind of a general to see what you see coming this way.
Okay. Well, you know, it's amazing how people can so constantly be in transition. I guess though, that's the sign of a healthy spirit, because if ever things are just the same and stagnant, you know, obviously you aren't growing and something is definitely wrong. It feels here as though, from what I'm seeing, that there's a healing aspect going on here. You're letting go of a lot of stuff and you're putting your house in order. And it feels as though you're putting your house in order because there are shifts and changes coming, and you're going to want to sort of move into new venues and new areas. By the time you hit June, there's what I would call a sense of free will moving in here, and it's almost as though you're being given the opportunity to make a lot of different choices, new choices for you. Please always choose new things. Don't go back to the things that you know work, because they're no fun and they don't challenge you. So choose new things and open yourself up to new directions. There's a wonderful new sense of compassion and empathy coming in over the summertime, and it feels as though body, mind, spirit is being pulled together. I would say the summertime is going to be a time for you that has a great deal to do with transformational ascendance, and you're not dying, but your consciousness is raising, and it's going to be a time where you are going to feel out of kilter and off track and possibly even a bit dizzy, as the energy changes around you opens you to a lot of the wisdom that's carried within and gives you new ideas for new directions. And by the time you hit September, massive changes here, working on in new directions, on new concepts, on new aspects of life. And this is going to be a 12-month time frame where you are compensated for a lot of the things that you've done, and you're compensated generously for many things that you didn't expect you were going to get compensated for. So it feels as though this is going to be a time when the money flows a lot more easily than it ever has before, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to put your feet up and, you know, eat bonbons by the fire. though you might do a few, and it does feel like there's the element of commitment here, committing yourself to new directions of a spiritual enlightenment nature, and creativity comes in after the first of the year. It's almost as though you're writing a lot of stuff. You're journaling. You're channeling. You're working on your channeling, and you're a natural channel. I've told you that before. Not that you've done anything with it, I might add, but I've told you that before. And there's a great deal of abundance here. So there's a lot of strong focus here, and you have a crowd of spirits around you. James, what are you getting?
I also get the guides and angels are showing me that you have a rhythm and a rhythmic, ritualistic propulsion unto you that gets you forward. Because they show me, I think they're showing you to me in a past life, you're with a drum, and the drum is pulling energy out of the earth, and it is also a way of blending heaven and earth, as the ancient Chinese say, we are suspended between heaven and earth. And this rhythm, it is your rhythm of doing, it's the rhythm of your heart, it's the rhythm of breathing. And so the message is to realize that when these new changes come and new projects come, and that stay with a consistent, stay with a resonant breathing, observing, blood pulsating, and drumming is really good for you. I mean, listening, journeying, drum circles. Because that vibration for you just pushes you forward, and it also heightens your entire vibration into greater consistency.
Wow, wonderful. Yeah, I've always resonated to the drums.
Yeah, that's it, because they show me that you're playing a drum, and it's okay, be crazy, the guides say. When you have a drumming tape, because there's thousands of meditational journeying tapes, when you have a tape of drums or different rhythms, One of the great things to shake off the energies of the past or energies that stick to you is, you know, dance around. Be foolish, be crazy, be silly, but dance around to the resonance and the rhythm. Because it's a great way in transition to just go into a new threshold, a new atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, and Sharon, you've had past lives here, a number of them as a shaman. So
yes, that's what I'm seeing.
So the drumming is something that will resonate not only to your energetic this lifetime, but it will resonate, you know, to your spirit. On a familiarity that is really very, very profound. And if you just want to either I would get a drum, frankly, because
that's true. That's what they're, yes, absolutely. Yeah, to work on. Yes, go ahead. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. No. You know, feeling the vibration is part of it, not only in your hands, but in your spirit, because it does absolutely take you into another dimension. And it will take you into some of those past lifetimes where you have been, you know, in a circle by a fire, or you've been alone in the wilderness in the desert, or you've been on a mountaintop with a drum, and it feels like you've been a shaman in many different cultures. And,
absolutely.
And I'm seeing the Northwest, and I'm seeing way down. I'm seeing South America. I'm seeing the Himalayas. So there is this aspect here of your greatest wisdom that is coming forward this lifetime comes from those shamanic lifetimes. So I would
definitely,
you know, get a drum and you know, go into a place that are selling the Native American, you know, the kind you can hold in your hand and pound on them till you find one that really vibrates to you.
Okay.
And,
wow.
And you know, whether you want to use your hand or whether you want to use a mallet, it's totally up to you. But what I'm seeing is your hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
So I think the I don't know what you call it, the drum head has to be not synthetic. It has to be an animal. It has to be an animal hide of some sort. It can't be synthetic.
Yeah, an animal skin, right, because then it the resonance goes throughout your soul and into the universe. Same thing with a mallet. The mallet needs to be natural. Natural stones covered with skin and softened or something.
Okay.
I'd get a beginner drum, and then I would not make your own, but I would get one that you can decorate yourself. But I'd start out with a beginner drum. I think that this is a form of meditation that will be amazing for you should you choose to follow it.
Wow, well, it sounds very impactful. I think I better follow it. I'd be foolish not to after all this information.
Yeah, it's really cool. You got a lot of good stuff here.
Yeah, you're going to become a different person. A different side of you will come out. You will love it.
And not only that, but I would specifically make sure that you know, on the full moon and on the other high points where it's at its peak waning and waxing, I would do that. You know, I would make sure that you're doing that on the full moon and especially when the moon starts to become full again, because it's almost as though the energy, the resonance of the beat and the sound do take your messages and your questions, they do fly on that energy.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm overwhelmed. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're
very,
very
welcome.
God bless
you. Many blessings. Many blessings to you.
And
thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now. Yeah, that energy came through really strongly.
Yes, the shaman. Yeah, it was a picture I was seeing. That yes, you're absolutely right. The shaman in several lifetimes, in several tribes, and huge interplanetary connections through that, through drumming.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, I think that's something that people don't realize that the Native Americans, the ancient Native Americans, You know, some of you will think I'm crazy, and some of you will say, of course, that's Barbara. But the Native Americans dealt with the extraterrestrials, with the gods, with, you know, whatever you want to call them. And they were very familiar with dealing with the sky people, those who walked in the stars, you know. And so that it was not frightening to them to have people who were not of this world coming into their communities and sharing wisdom with them.
And very true, and we really feel it in places in Colorado, but especially my favorite place, Sedona. You can really,
yeah,
in the vortexes, see it and feel it in the vortexes.
Absolutely, and you know, the what is phenomenal, what would be lots of fun, they have established crystal chambers all around the world, and on the 11th, at 11 o'clock at night, on the 11th day of the month, they do prayer circles in these crystal chambers, so that for that particular day, 24 hours of the day, there are prayers going on in crystal chambers around the world that are for peace and tranquility and harmony and oneness. And I would think that getting a drumming circle together, Sharon, would be the coolest thing in the world.
Absolutely.
And you know, maybe even do one with Blog Talk Radio. You know, to be honest with you, you could get your own programming and have people call in from all over the world with their drums, and you could send out an energy over Blog Talk Radio that would be amazing.
Yes.
That everybody could benefit from. So think about that. I know you're still there and listening. So think about it. It could be a lot of fun. And and you know, there's the paradiddle pattern. There are whole bunches of great patterns. And I think on the Wednesday show, maybe Jeannie and I should find a drummer just to explain,
That's a brilliant idea. See, the guides just came in and inspired you with that idea, Barbara. That's brilliant.
I love inspiration. It makes thought irrelevant.
That's so wise. That's natural wisdom. Yes.
Okay, well, we've got to move on here. We've got Melissa in Texas. Hi, Melissa. How can we help today?
I was calling for some career insight. I've been on this journey to try to find my life purpose, to kind of insert that into my career somehow, to make my long days seem to be more purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see if you have any insight into that.
Well, I think the first thing I have to say to you is that you know, first of all, while you are incredibly spiritually oriented, and you certainly have, you know, the bells and whistles, and you've read books, and you understand the philosophy, to truly be on the spiritual pathway, the job doesn't matter. It's how you do whatever it is you're doing in your everyday life. You can have the most mundane job in the world, but if you have that spiritual philosophy that is guiding you and allowing you to manifest the spirit within, then you know, you're definitely on your journey. It doesn't matter what your job is. It does feel, however, that the job you now have is not as challenging as you would like, so that there's an inner restlessness here. It's really kind of struggling. Are you currently now working?
Oh, yeah, and you're definitely right on the money. It's not quite as challenging as what I would like, but
it pays the bills.
It pays the bills, and we get good recognition, and, you know, it's a good job to have. It's just, I just feel like it's not where I'm meant to be forever.
Well, no, it probably isn't. But what's really, really, really is what I'm seeing here is that it gives you the opportunity and it gives you the spare time to follow through on some of the things that you want to help to evolve within your reality as far as your own spiritual development goes. And it seems to me as though you are, I didn't say God was irrelevant. I said thought was irrelevant, Jean. Jean just sent me a private thing. God is not irrelevant, but thought is. So what you've got going on here is a great opportunity to to take this time to develop some of those creative things that are so important to your life that you haven't really spent the time on yet. And it does feel as though you have writing, you have channeling, you have journaling, you have a lot of things that you want to investigate and delve into that have a spiritual aspect to them that you don't, you know, if you had a different job that was more challenging, you probably wouldn't be able to get to them. So this is an opportunity
right.
for you to dabble on the side for a while. I mean, I don't see you in this job forever, but I does feel as it's terribly secure in giving you the opportunity and the time to investigate some of those other aspects of life. James, what are you getting?
All of that is correct and very true. And in addition of this job, it kind of reads if there aren't changes in your routine, it can become draining and exhausting. So what guides want to tell you is whenever you have a break, whether it's the lunch break or a little break, truly change the energy. You know, go out and hug a tree, lie down and look at the sky, breathe in the fresh air, collect flowers, sketch. Everything Barbara is saying is so perceptive. But it is about, in this job, changing the energy during break time and breaking the atmosphere. And also, they're in this, the job you've got in, I think, 3 to 6 months, there's going to be some new avenues and doors that open up because you're very good at what you do, and the tedium is the thing that can drag one down. And speak your mind, speak your truth, because you're very responsible and you're incredibly dedicated. And there's going to be, in about 6 months, different avenues to pursue within the job that will vary and change what you're doing, and it will be incredibly pleasant and nice.
Good. That's exciting.
I mean, does it feel, I mean, you don't, in other words, look for, it can be something someone says, it can be something that comes across your desk, because you have all this talent and ability, just, excuse me, pick it up and go with it.
Okay.
Don't hold back.
Okay, I can do that. Well, thank you so much.
You know, you don't often get this kind of an opportunity in life. Oftentimes, you know, everything, the demands on you are just so profound that you can't find that kind of spare time to play with, and you've got it now. So, as James said, let it rip. And once you have added to your tool belt of spiritual things that you can be involved in, I suspect greatly that the job will either change or you will move on to another one that will be far more challenging.
Okay. I didn't look at it as an opportunity. I really appreciate that aspect. It just changes my whole outlook at this moment. Thank you.
Oh, good. Many blessings. Many blessings.
You're
so welcome. You thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Okay, we've got John in North Carolina. Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too.
Hi. Well, I don't know if you guys want a preface or if I should just say a general. It's been a crazy year. I just started a business with two partners, and within 2 months, I was pushed out.
Well, you didn't belong there. That's why you got pushed out.
That's true.
Not feeling sorry for you on that one. Keep going.
Right on. So, interesting story. I never watched television. And for the past week, every time I walk past the television, I keep seeing this lottery commercial. And then I keep thinking, okay, you guys trying to tell me I need to play the lottery? Because I never do that.
Mm-hmm.
I went and played today. I broke even. But something's going to break. Something this weekend. And I'm just wondering if my hunch is correct.
Your hunch is correct. Just remember, you only need one ticket to win. You don't need a whole bunch. So don't try to hedge your bet. If the universe really wants you to have millions and billions, all you need is one ticket. I think that you're at a time here where the universe is prepping you. And I think that you know, being shoved out of the partnership was fabulous. It was incredible. It would have strangled you. It would have driven you crazy. It would have, I hate to say it, but you need to be the boss. You don't play well with others.
Right.
So being in a three-way partnership, just, oh, my God, please. So what the universe is doing is trying to make you understand that you need to have the faith and the confidence that when you do something, you need to do it on your own. Doesn't mean you can't have people working for you, and it doesn't mean you can't delegate, you know, power and things like that. But it does mean that you're coming to a time here where I do believe that there is a massive shift for you. And so the universe had been getting you already, and then you decided you needed partners, which totally threw the upstairs into a tizzy fit, and so they just figured they'd let it go until you found that it didn't work, and then you'd move on to where you were supposed to be really doing. I often visualize the guides that are working with me up there in a boardroom, and every now and then I think I know exactly what I should be doing, and I basically say, okay, guys, I've got it. You can take a short break, and I hear chaos, and I hear a door slam, and I know they've all gone to play golf. And when I really screw up, they are not going to be there because they want me to learn a lesson. And it's kind of like, wait a minute, can't I just say I learned it, and can't we just get going again? And and the reality is, nope, they're off. They've teed off. So what you've got going here is it feels to me as though this month is a month in which, you know, what you send out returns to you greatly magnified. So please be very careful about what you're putting out in the universe from, you know, how you say things, how you feel things. Not like, you know, don't say them in anger, say them in love. You're very grateful for the two people that you know, pushed you out, because it gives you the opportunity to do something even better, more profoundly beneficial for you. Not you know, they just won't get in on the money. You know, make it positive. No matter what it is, make it positive. If you have four flat tires, thank the universe, because now you can buy four fresh tires and you know you'll be good to go for years. If you sprain your ankle, thank the universe that you didn't break your leg and that you can finally, you know, get some of the reading done that you've put aside. You have some amazing ideas as far as unique and different ways to provide services. And from what I can see, as you move into the May timeframe, you have magic and miracles here. And magic and miracles, Barbara's definition is, more than finding a parking place every time you need one, and less than raising the dead. Anything in between is a miracle, and it does feel as though you're going to have things falling into place so long as you stop trying to manipulate them. It feels to me as though on occasion you get into a power struggle with the universe, and the universe is always going to win, so I'm not sure why you decide to arm wrestle it, but I think you have a point to prove, and I just don't understand why you keep having to have the universe prove that they know more than you do. But you keep at it. This is your modality. But what I'm seeing is, by the time you get to, you have a tendency to try to make things happen faster than they're supposed to. So please understand that you know, things happen in their own time when they're ready. Babies are born exactly when they're ready, not conveniently. And it seems to me that everything that goes on in your life happens at a time when it is most inconvenient, but it is most beneficial to you because you have less control over it, or you can't control it as you would like to do. Universe has plans for you. I don't think they're exactly what you think they are, but it laughs at you a lot. I have to tell you, I hear spirits laughing at you all the time when you try to get all the answers and you realize you don't have them. You're not meant to have all the answers. Nobody died and made you God. So what you've got going on here is the universe, you know, trying to wrestle with you and open doors for you, and they're not the doors you think should be open, so you're not going through them. When doors open, step through them. If you feel lucky, play the lottery. If you find... You're going to be getting nibbles. You're going to be getting hints. You're going to be getting things happening for you so that you can move forward. And understand that your idea of forward motion and the universe's idea of forward motion are two completely different things. Lots of times it isn't our physicality, it's our attitude and our intent that are the things they're looking at, not how far we've gone, but how did we get that far and what was our perception and what was our attitude in getting there? Being thankful, admitting that we're blessed, admitting that we have wonderful help on the other side, all of that is really important. And by the time you get to the summer, there's the birthing of a new aspect of you that brings you into clearer focus of the celebration of the creative spirit within you that brings you compensation for the evolution of your spirit. James, what are you getting?
Everything you said, Barbara, is so insightful. John, you have a really, in complement and in coordination with what Barbara said, you have a really strong will force, and you have confidence. But your true gift is your creativity and your imagination. You have the ability to manage things, to communicate, to see things, and to get things done in unusual and unique ways. And that's why it's important for you, the people, the two partners that canceled you out, they do not understand your particular gifts. You have a lot of gifts that are unusual and that are meant to help people, to call attention to yourself, and that are meant to actually dazzle people, whether it's in management, communication, sales, creativity, writing, and self-expression. And spend some time every day either journaling or visualizing or doing a vision board, because the top of your heart is truly going to open. But you've got this wonderful grounded will force. Travel is going to happen for you, too, I think, in September, December, and enjoy that and observe. But it was meant to be simply because you weren't appreciated. You were being protected because you're extraordinarily unique and you're very blessed. And it's not what you're going to create in about a year is going to be extraordinarily magnificent in business and in communication with people.
Does that help?
Awesome. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know how any of this is going to happen. And I wouldn't have called if I wasn't, like, almost at my wit's end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm down to, like, the last dollar here, trying to go, how's any of this going to work? So, yeah, I'm letting go of my control, and I keep hearing faith, the word faith, but that's driving me crazy.
Yeah, but that's because you're scientifically oriented and you want an explanation of something that has none.
Exactly.
And open the
moon
your heart more. Open yourself more because, in other words, don't judge anything if it seems unusual, if it seems strange, if it seems odd, but yet you have the inclination to do it. Your guides and masters are helping you in another direction. You're very gifted and very special.
Let me throw this in real quick. This is driving me crazy, and it's coming from my wife. I used to be a chef, okay, and I've kind of retired from that, and I can't. I literally cannot stand it. If you wanted me to walk into a kitchen today, it would just be against every fiber in my body.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep getting these offers thrown at me the last 2 days, and it's like my wife keeps looking at me like, you need to get, you know, just go do something. And I'm like, no, this isn't about just doing something.
You know, it is.
And it's a huge struggle.
It is. And you're not looking at a lifetime. You're looking at a stepping stone.
Absolutely right. That's very correct.
And so what you're looking at are stepping stones that will carry you to the place where you need to be. So you're not compromising yourself. You're taking something for a short period of time to pay the bills so that you can get to where you need to be. It's a short-term thing. It's not a lifetime thing. It's a short-term thing. And so long as you understand that, so long as you understand that this is stepping stone, this is, you know, I will do this for 6 months and then I'll move on to something else. But you know, you do have obligations and you've got to be able to, you know, unfortunately, we need to eat and have clothing and have food in our mouths. I mean, it's just the body just wasn't designed to not have those things. So
that's what it's coming down to.
Yeah, it's a means to an end. It's a stepping stone.
But also, it's once you walk back into, you have talent in that direction. Yes, you've been burnt out and you've been scalded. But once you walk back into the kitchen as a chef, a cook, a menu creator, clean yourself off energetically. Once you walk back in, things will occur to you differently. In how to serve something up, how to put something together, how to construct a menu, how to put together a recipe, even if you're working in fast food, which is the guys are just being funny there. But in other words, every moment is new and you have talent in that direction. And let the past go. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, and cruise on your strengths. This is a strength. And it can take you to where you want to be, but it doesn't have to take you in that same direction. It's the strength you ride until you can get to what you want to actually do or until what you're really meant to do. I don't think this is I don't think this is what you're meant to do for the rest of your life, but I do think you've heard that story, haven't you, about the man who was in a cabin and there was a flood coming and it was on the news and he just knew God would take care of him, so he didn't move. And then the police came by and he said, no, God will take care of me, I'm staying here. And then the water came and rose and he was on his roof and a boat came by and he said, no, God will take care of me. And then a helicopter came and he said, no, God will take care of me. And then he died. And he got up to heaven and he looked at God and he said, I thought you were going to take care of me. And he said, news, police, the FEMA, helicopter, how loud did I have to shout?
Right on.
So this is an opening. This is an opening. If you are getting offers on the physical plane, on the earth plane, if you are getting requests and offers, this is an opening. And even though it seems like the same old thing, it's entirely new.
No, yeah. Actually, I'm not getting requests or offers. I'm just getting hounded by my wife.
She may have a point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on, give it to her. She may have a point.
Right.
So use it as a stepping stone to get where you need to be, and doors will open for you. And there are archives, and you can tune this back in and listen to this over and over again.
Right on. I appreciate
it. Thanks for calling, John.
Thank you. Namaste, Barbara. Thank you, James. Namaste.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. I've been there. I bet you've been there too, James.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you think, I don't want to do the same old thing or I don't have any place to go. But once you take that step over the threshold, even though it seems like the same old thing, things that are new appear in the light and just go for it. But it's kind of the physical world is an illusion and it's about cutting through the illusion, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you on that one. Okay, we've got Brandon. Hi, Brandon. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing. How's everybody?
Doing too. How can we help?
Well, I've been sort of on the precipice of this situation for, oh gosh, what year is it? I don't know, a couple of years now. And it's battling sort of with my practicality versus my spirituality. And I have a really, really strong and dedicated focus. But I have yet to really sort of submit it to anything here in my younger years. And I know that I'm feeling right now that it's the time for me to do so, to, you know, focus and start doing my thing, carving my way, creating my path. But I just really, I'm reluctant to accept that spirituality is this path just because of the outside influences, you know, telling me, oh, be practical, be in the real world, be this, et cetera. And I just, I'm confused as all.
You can do both. Actually, to be honest with you, if you have to have one foot in the spirit and one foot in the real world, because the real world is where you manifest your spirituality. And you know, you're not going to, for somebody to just be in the spiritual realm, and it, well, that's what happens when we pass away. But you know, the spiritual is a very, very much a part of our physical reality. And without it, our physical reality is cold and calculating and organized and structured. And the spirituality gives it magic, opens us up to miracles, opens us up to all sorts of wonderful, insightful things. So, you know, having my life is a spirit. I'm on a spiritual journey. My life is spiritually oriented, and almost everything that I do has a spiritual aspect to it. But at the same time, I taught school for 25 years. I've had all sorts of amazing, weird jobs. James is an actor as well as being on a spiritual journey, so that you, it isn't one or the other. It's an interweaving of both of those aspects that what makes life rich and juicy and wonderful and joyful. So you don't turn your back on one or the other. You weave them together to create a fabric of reality that is profoundly exciting and magical.
Well,
and don't get heavy with it. You know, don't get heavy with it. You have guides show me you have an amazing inner life. You have imagination. You have inner moving pictures. You have all kinds of inner stimuli. And sometimes you throw this away or you don't pay attention to it. And what spirit wants you to do is bust it out. Build a new house, create a new structure, because sometimes in your quandary, in other words, information is being given to you, pictures are being given to you, feelings are being given to you to put out into the world any way you desire, because you have an amazing, you're philosophic, you're contemplative, you have great ruminations in you, and whether you want to go into extemp speaking or Toastmasters or journaling, whatever, that is, as Barbara says, linking the spiritual and the physical, and it is moving forward, which is what spirit wants you to do.
Well, I can see that. I think everybody, you know, wants to move forward. I think I'm just my biggest block, my roadblock, that's for sure.
Well, getting out of your own way is something all of us constantly struggle with. And you know, having the only place that we really can manifest our spirituality is in this spirit. Is in this physical reality. It's our intent. It's how we project ourselves and how we represent ourselves to everybody out there. So I do feel that there's a lot of healing going on. I think you're letting go of a lot of stuff from the past. I think right at the moment you're sort of doing what I would call taking stock and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. And what doesn't work, you're going to let go. And what does work, you're going to sort of, you know, reevaluate and reintegrate it into yourself. You're at a time here where April is a time for creating new foundations. And when you get to May, there's Phoenix rising energy here. This is reborn out of the ashes of the old. So you're at a time and a place within in your life where you really are in a transformational process. And that can be disquieting, and sometimes it can be confusing, and all the time it is a period, and every time it happens, it is a time in which our reality seems to not work, and we seem to almost wonder if we're on the right planet or if we've been born into the right time frame. But I do promise you, by the time you hit July, there are new beginnings here, and you're working more with greater resolve towards your future. It feels as though after June, everything has a better focus, a better direction. There's spiritual energy around you. You've got magic and miracles, and what you've sent out returns to you greatly magnified. Second half of this year is going to be a profoundly rewarding time for you. You just have to get your act together, and that's what you're working at now.
Absolutely. And you know, you're totally right. I mean, I know I felt that too. And there's been a sort of looming another decision of moving or not to move down to Florida. I'm in New York now. And so mm-hmm. once that passes, you know, I always set myself up with these big decisions to change my life. And so once that time passes, I know, you know, whether I am in Florida or I am, you know, wherever I am, it'll be good to go and smooth sailing after that. So I think you're definitely
yeah.
right there.
And to tell you the truth, I would not try to intellectualize it. I would let it happen.
Absolutely. Don't think too much about it. And you have a side of your personality that's very sizzling and crackling and fun and unusual. Yes, that is, you must let that out because that is going to attract to you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I've spent the past 5-6 years trying to stifle that.
But God wants you to have that. You're crackling, you're sizzling, you're funny, you're exciting, you're unpredictable. You've been a leader in past lives doing that, of initiating things and initiating new ideas, new journeys of groups of people. But you have this real sparkling, funny, aggressive, good-hearted side to you that Spirit, don't throw it away. Don't throw it away.
Really?
Really?
It's your charm. It's your charm.
You know,
it's your magic. It's your power.
It's a part of you. Why would you deny a part of yourself?
Well, because it seems to have caused me nothing but, you know, bad experiences and bad relationships, or fake or just seemingly surface relationships.
The people that experienced that on the other side of you, they didn't understand it. You have never meant any harm or any destruction. You're just very dazzling and very unusual and blessed with it. And do not take in or receive people who don't understand it. It's about moving on. But it's really you.
Darn it, I'm going to have to embrace my inner weirdness.
No, your inner weirdness is part of the charm of your character.
I mean, come on,
all of us have weird stuff, and that's what makes us so unique and so sometimes challenging and sometimes totally enjoyable and entertained. So, you know, you can't, you know, if you shut that down, then that means you're denying yourself. And if you're denying yourself, then this lifetime will feel empty to you. Be who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, so long as you don't break the law, be yourself.
And I promise you, you resurrect this side because it's going to be different. It will still be the depth of your soul. But your charm and your silliness and your crackling sizzlingness, it's going to attract really lovely things in the autumn and in the coming months. New things will happen.
All right. Get back to us and let us know too.
I can. I've seen you on here for a while, Barbara. So I'm glad to see you're still on here.
Thank Absolutely.
You very much, both of you.
Thanks you. Bye bye.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Now we got somebody. Parmal, I'm sorry, I'm not pronouncing your name right.
That's okay, it's Parmala.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
We've
talked before, Barbara.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we
that
have
name
with Mary
I...
Peeler. And James, it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to hear you. Nice to meet you.
Well, I have a house for sale. I just got it on the market, just signed the papers on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And with everything that's going on, I would just love to hear what you have to say.
Going to sell by September.
Yay!
Anything else you want to know?
Oh, my goodness. That's a breath of fresh air, Barbara.
That was easy.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, I've had to relocate for my job, which
mm-hmm.
I absolutely love and thank God every day. But, you know, and my husband is in Texas right now with his mother. She has dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of in separate states. And I just, you know, want to know, you know, how that is going to work out, us traveling back and forth and the money crunch.
I'm seeing you, it's really, it's kind of interesting. You need to have a vision board. You need to put what you want the universe to do for you on a vision board, because the law of attraction is very strong around you right now.
Okay.
This, in spite of the fact that things are tight and things are uneasy, this is a time of celebration for you. And the more you laugh, the lighter everything is.
Good.
So make sure that you understand that it is your sense of humor that will get you through this, not anything else. And,
okay.
And it feels as though as you hit June, that there's a sense here of pieces of the puzzle coming together. Law of karma is here in the summertime, and it's almost as though the scales of karma are being balanced, and then you set yourself free as you get into August. And by September, there is justice and balance within your life, and you're moving forward in new directions. I think that you know, I'm not, you know, I don't see somebody passing or something like that. That's just not something that I ever see. But I do feel that you're going to be able to juggle this, and you're going to be able to take care of everybody the way they should be taken care of, and you will not have any regrets as to whatever you're doing, because it's going to be because you're helping and you're there because you love. And anytime we do stuff out of love, then the universe rewards us. The universe takes care of us. It doesn't let us get into deep trouble or anything like that. Everything flows well and easily, so that it's the laughter that makes a difference here in the next 6 to 8 months, and it profoundly will help you to move through times that on occasion feel tight, but you know, it's just a squeeze. It's not a stranglehold. James,
good.
What you got?
Also with the house, I'm getting a lot of flowers. I feel if it doesn't have curb appeal right now, it's going to have great curb appeal, as real estate would say, by the end of the summer. There's a lot of beauty and symmetry and simplicity and charm and enchantingness to this house. I mean, are there flowers? I'm keeping flowers.
Oh, absolutely. There's flowers all over the front part. I built this huge flower bed that in the drive-up view. We had it up for sale, you know, a number of years ago, and we turned the off. My husband turned the offer down, which I could have shot him, but that's beside the point. But no, the drive-up view was just absolutely floral. So in the middle of August, it should just be the wisteria, the...
Yes.
Yeah, the climbing vines,
and also,
the roses.
Yes, absolutely. But flowers are also the symbol of spirit communication. So you're getting a lot of help from angels and loved ones in spirit and guides on this transaction.
You.
And aim, because of the shortage of money, because of the beauty of this house and the sweetness of this property and the land, I think you can manage it. What they're showing me is you can manage it. You can make some money off of it. Not a lot. And we are, in a difficult housing market. But there's going to be something that happens that is a great boon to you in the transactions. I feel you have a good realtor. Is this correct?
Yes. I do feel he's very good. And he was our realtor before, you know, several years ago. So he knows the house. And let me validate your reading, because there is land. It's 20 acres. So I just want to validate for everyone listening that is awesome to hear.
And I just think you're going to get a little bit of a profit off of this, and ask your guides, ask your loved ones in spirit, so that, as Barbara says, be not afraid of the money crunch. You're going to make it through.
Okay.
You're going to make it through.
I know,
and
it's
your
tight.
Husband,
I can handle it.
Yes, and but it's going to be a surprise. The energy of the house is so sweet and so kind and so good that you set the intention and put it out there. Good things, extra money, a few little good things are coming back to you from this sale.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
Talk to the house, too.
Yes.
Talk to the house. this house has sheltered you. It has provided a home for you. It has provided a sanctuary for you. And talk to the house and let it know how much is appreciated and how you are, you know, in need of moving on, but you want to find the perfect people for it. So explain to it that, you know, you will only put the perfect people in it and let it shine, because the house has an energy. And so long as the house, you know, knows it's being loved and it's not being deserted, it will warm to the right people.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
When I sold the house where my family had been for 50 years, I knew that it was going to sell. People always came through and said, "You have a lovely house." That was nice, but it wasn't until somebody said to me, "This is a great home," that I knew they were going to buy the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and in terms of your husband and his mother, she's going to be fine. She's on this journey. Her soul is in her body. She's going to be fine. Don't let it, as Barbara said, don't let it be a crisis. She's going to be fine.
Oh, I know.
Continue
I feel that way, too. I do. Yes. I feel that way. But unfortunately, my husband doesn't, you know, and being patient with her is more.
Right, and it's part of you to send that energy and that awareness and that enlightenment into him.
Good.
Well,
good.
And the other
I do try every time I talk to him.
It'll be different. It'll happen.
The other thing is, too, I think dementia is one of the kindest things that can happen to older people, because they go into another reality where everything is fine.
Yes.
And this reality, you know, actually isn't that pleasant for them anymore. So the reality
that's true.
Is better.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
and mother doesn't feel pain. And part of the dementia in the portion of the brain is the sensor for no pain. And so she's not feeling, you know, any pain at all, which is just a blessing in a heart, you know. It's just a
she's
blessing.
She's going to be fine. She's going to feel fine when she walks into spirit. It will be lovely. She's not she's not going to suffer. She is not going to suffer.
Absolutely. I feel that way, too. And Daddy, my father-in-law, came to talk to me in one of my dreams and said, "I will be there, and I'll be laying with her, and she'll just pass."
It'll be great. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah. For me, it will be beautiful because I've been there before. So I'm trying to tell the siblings, you have this opportunity. And for everybody listening, you know, never pass up that opportunity to say how much you love someone. And especially a parent.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And thank you. And saying thank you.
You're so welcome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you
All right.
Calling.
Well, let me let everybody else talk.
Okay,
thank you so much for both of your inputs.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Carrie in South Africa. Hi, Carrie. How's it doing? How's it going?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm okay. How are you?
Hey, we're just fine. How can we help today?
Oh, wow. The calls are just bowling me over, especially the last one. I've actually got somebody I'm really, really concerned about her. I think she's about to take herself out at some stage, but it's because of drug abuse, just because the family doesn't understand her, and I've got the same thing, the family doesn't understand me. Has she got the dementia thing, or is she just going to do it and walk over and
are you asking, is she going to take her own life?
Yeah, I mean, because that's what it feels like, and that's the impression we've got. And my aunts have been, well, my mom has asked me, she asked me to do a reading. She didn't tell me who it was for, and I was like, okay, I'll tap into the energy, and I tapped into the energy, and we got the messages and blah blah blah. I was like, oh, my God, I see hospice. And, you know, that's for, like, the last 2 days. And I just don't understand.
First of all, we don't die a minute too soon or too late.
Yeah.
We go when it's our time.
Sure, I understand that.
And so I'm not feeling that it's exactly this lady. It's a woman, yes?
It's a woman. They're sisters.
Yeah.
They're three sisters, and there's hectic politics and it's just like I think she's finished. So she wants out.
Well, she probably wants out. I'm not sure she's done.
Yeah.
I think that the I from
I
what I'm seeing,
I'm not going to say it.
from what I'm seeing is there is still karmic stuff to do, and you know, she'll go when it's her time. She won't go when she just, you know, she can say I'm going, but that doesn't mean that she's actually leaving. I feel that there's still work to be done here, and that she's going to be around for a while. And people worrying about, you know, is she leaving? That's inappropriate, because the reality is she's still here, and there's still time to do all sorts of talking and saying things. Even if she is in a place within herself where she doesn't care and she's tired and she's fed up and she doesn't want to go on, that's something that she has to deal with her spirit guides and her creator. That doesn't mean that you can't tell her you love her and that you know that she'll do whatever is right for her when it's the right time to do whatever is the right thing to do. I promise you, she could shoot herself, and if it isn't her time, she wouldn't die. So
that's really true. That's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Yeah.
That's so true. Also, a lot of this that her despair that's been put, it reads that it's been put on her from other people and from situations, layers of energy put on her, which the drug abuse made her more vulnerable. But deep inside, as Barbara says, she's not done. And right now, one of the biggest things, everything Barbara said is so absolutely effectual, and it's wonderful, but change of scene. Get her out of where she is, change of scene, the coast, the water, the rocks, the trees, other stimulus that is positive. This will break this energy pattern in which she's trapped.
Okay, is this what I'm meant to do? Is this my purpose in the family? Is this where I come in? Or is this just a suggestion I've got to give her? Because I don't know where
I've got
I'm
that you're very enlightened. You're a very enlightened member of the family. You're the most enlightened and sensitive member of the family in this situation, is the message I get.
Yeah.
But
we're all pretty enlightened, but we're all pretty stupid. You know, they're all pretty stupid and saying politics.
Okay, but let me also add something, you know, really strongly here.
Yes.
Your purpose this lifetime is to take care of your own soul's evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You are not here to intervene with another soul's evolution and development. So you know, if you try to prevent a learning situation for that soul, you can almost guarantee she may have to come back and do it all over again.
All over.
And you really want to make sure that while you support her choices, and so long as they're legal, you know, yes, you try to comfort her, you let her know she's loved, you let her know that she is supported by love, with love, you know, by the entire family. But don't try to manipulate a situation that may be exactly what her spirit needs.
This is the problem in the family, is manipulation. I've stepped away. I will not manipulate. I cannot stand it.
You know,
and I've been manipulated.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the only one we're responsible, you know, for is really ourselves. And you know, while yes, you help other people, you reach your hand out, you do all sorts of wonderful things, but you don't try to take control of someone else's destiny. We're not God. You know, we like to think we are lots of times, but we're not. And so you don't know what the plan for her spirit is. You don't know what the plan for her soul is. You don't know what she's here to learn and you know, what process it is she's supposed to go through. You know, what James has said is very, very true. I think you've got so many enlightened people around you, and in some cases there's a power struggle going on, and enlightenment has nothing to do with being powerful over other people. To be totally enlightened is to honor, you know, the phrase, the word namaste.
Yes,
I honor the spirit within you. I don't try to control it and tell it what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it on the nail. You have got it on the nail, because now where I am, I've disconnected and I've taken myself out. People don't like it. People moan at me that I'm sulking and I'm out. And I'm just saying, no, I'm just in my own space. And I feel I must leave now. And I must just do my thing. I must go with Sharon and Jay, or with John, and do the drumming circle and have fun.
You can create a wonderful energetic.
Whatever I want.
You don't do any good when you get off your path and try to make somebody else get back on what you think their path is.
Their path. All right. I'm going to have to sit on this. No, I'm going to think about it. Listen to this again, because I've got too many questions and I can only get to one.
Well, thank goodness there are archives. You can go back and listen to this over and over again.
You can hear the frustration in my voice.
Yes.
I think it's also about celebrating that you do not manipulate. You're a real heart. You're a true soul. You are not like anyone around you. And it is, as Barbara has intimated, sending positive energy and white light into this poor soul that through drug abuse and through manipulation is into self-hatred or is doubting herself. Because you, just by your prayers, you're making a difference. Because you're the most enlightened member of the family, and even though you've disconnected, you can still reach her energetically. You can still help energetically.
Yeah, she's reached out psychically. She you know, like when you've got an earthbound soul, she comes to me like that, and she makes an absolute pest of herself. And she went to my other aunt, which is the youngest daughter now of my. Let's drum, Gary. Yep, let's go. Of their mother, and she said to her, she sent me back like a boomerang, and I'm like, yeah, she got it.
Yes, good. Congratulations.
So she got the message this time. I was like, fabulous, you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I won that round on boundaries. So now on the next boundaries gotta go up.
Well, it's not an easy path for any of you, but if you weren't evolved spirits, it wouldn't be so difficult.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm about to sneeze, so I need to go off here.
Okay. All right, but the important thing is to let go of ego and allow the spirit to be there.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Blessings.
Oh, to you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we go from South Africa to the UK.
Wow.
We've got Nakoda here.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. How can we help today?
Yeah, I just would like a little bit of confirmation because I'm going through quite a bit of a transition at the moment. In the last sort of 2 weeks, I've been getting like codes, like code coming into my pineal gland. And about 2 days ago, I was lying on my bed, and my bedroom's upstairs, my front room's downstairs, and I teleported in a sense, because my physical body was on the bed, but I was downstairs on the sofa with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I was, but then when I realised, you know, I sort of like my mind took over in a sense, because I was a little bit shocked. But then last night. Last night I could feel someone was tucking my feet in, they were, and then I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, and I was looking, because where my bed is, you can look right out the window up into the sky, and I saw these two stars, and one of the stars was absolutely just like vibrating, and it was just getting bigger and bigger. And then I went back to sleep, so I just like a little bit of confirmation of what's going on.
Well, you were definitely you had you definitely had out of body experience here, from what I can see and what I can feel, and as soon as you actually it's kind of sad, but as soon as you realize you're having an out of body you're having one, the shock of it usually jerks you right back, and. So the out of body experience is a really cool thing, and probably if you're comfortable with it, it will continue. Now, as far as somebody tucking your feet in, that I feel was a grandmother. Is your mother's mother in spirit?
Oh yeah, my nana. Yeah, my nana.
Yeah, that was her, and it was kind of like she was tucking you in, trying to say it's okay, you know, and I'm going to watch over you, and you know. You probably won't go getting outside your body if she's around, to tell you the truth. She'll probably scare you back in. she was not big into all of this. But it does feel as though she's been around you a lot. Is there a picture of her in your room, in your home someplace? Because she's talking about her picture, and you look at her picture and talk to it.
Yeah, I do. That's in the office.
Okay. So she's saying that you know, she is around you, and she's saying something with her hands too. Were her hands cramped? Were her hands arthritic before she passed away?
Yes, yeah.
She's showing me her hands being very, very flexible and able to knit and able to garden, and gardening seems to be very, very important to her. So working with flowers and working in the garden is something that is important to her. She's saying that you're coming to a time here where there is a lot of spiritual stuff going on inside of you, and you're waking up to the spiritual aspects and the spiritual gifts that you brought into this lifetime. Please don't be frightened by them. Enjoy them, because you know none of them are anything that can hurt you. It's just that it may startle you slightly some of the time. The spiritual gifts are really profound ones, and to have them and to be able to astral travel is you know really cool. I would if you want to work on it, work with it as you go to sleep. Ask to travel to a friend's house, or ask to travel to some place where you can sort of validate it yourself and say, I saw that. I know that's what that is. Actually. It's a cool way to see movies without paying to get in. I mean, totally unspiritual and a little illegal, but you know, do play with it, because spirit is meant to be playful. Spirit is meant to be something that is enjoyed. Spirit, you know, gives you these gifts so that you can enlighten and lighten up, because you've been through some tough times. You've paid some heavy-duty dues here. So you've got a lot of new stuff going on, and I would say by the time we hit June that you will have a better sense of understanding, never control, but of understanding of the astral travel and what you're capable of. And I would absolutely work on it, keep a journal of it, and sort of keep a record of it so that you can prove to the universe, I'm paying attention, I know what's going on, and I'm all for it, and I'm okay with it. James, what do you get?
Did you could behold that star? You have this ability, you have an ancient soul, and you have the ability to appreciate and create beauty in everything, physical, spiritual, energetic, emotional, and that's part of your great gift. And they want you to inject that into your husband, the ability of your real creator of beauty, generosity, sweetness, goodness, but beauty that is artistic, beauty that is psychological, and the star is a reflection back into your soul and your heart of your power.
Oh, brilliant.
I also think the star that you were seeing was Venus. And of course, Venus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it feels like it's Venus.
I'm not too sure. I mean, I'm not too sure of the names of the stars. I mean, all I know is that when I woke up this morning and I was just looking up there and there was these two stars, but this one, it was just really like pulsating. It was like vibrating, you know, literally like vibrating. I was just looking at it and then I just thought, okay. And I thought, right, I'm going back to sleep now. That's the way I felt with it.
Well, Venus is the morning star. So I would say that the universe was trying to wink at you and give you a message, and I do believe you got it.
Oh, yes. I definitely was. I was like calmly blown away. But when I woke up this morning and I realized, and I just thought, wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot. There's a lot more going on here. So, you know, do keep a journal, because when we go through these enlightening periods of time and spirit is giving us messages and we're having experiences that are clearly of a spiritual nature, it's a good thing to keep a record of them, because you can look back and you can say, that's when I woke up. That's when things made sense. That's when my perception changed. It's a good time.
Oh, brilliant. And I mean, because what I've noticed as well is, like, things seem to be speeding up. They do.
They are.
Okay.
Oh, they,
okay.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So you know, buckle up. It's going to be a fun ride.
Well, I can honestly say to you, the teleporting was absolutely, you know, it was definitely fun. It was a bit of a shock, but, yeah, fun definitely. Oh.
Well, you only went downstairs. I mean, you could have gone anywhere. You could have gone shopping. You could have gone. And just think how comfortable you were. I mean, really. I have on occasion done astral travel, and I've thought when it happened, thank goodness nobody can see me, because I should be better dressed than this. So, you know, it's definitely an exciting, wonderful, absolutely phenomenal, amazing gift you've got there. So please journal it down, keep track of it. Keep track of where you've gone, what you've seen, and how you felt, all sorts of stuff like that. It will figure into a lot of things later on down the road.
Okay.
And you have a past life as a druid priestess. You have a past life as a priestess or a priest that baptizes people. You have several past lives where you have been one who anoints and opens people up, children, old people, anyone. One is in India, one is on the British Isles, and the star is going to give you power. You're going to open into this in this coming year.
Right, because, I actually am a healer, and the way that they work through me, I mean, it is really powerful, to be totally honest with you. So that what you've just said to me, that makes so much sense, and I really, really thank you for, you know, giving me, you know, one of my answers, definitely.
Oh, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And thank you for waiting so long, too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye-bye now.
God bless.
Bye. Okay, we've got Cheyenne in Colorado. Hi, Cheyenne. How can we help today?
I am being given direction to travel from Colorado to Wisconsin for like 2 or 3 months. It's kind of a limbo thing till I move on to the next thing I'm doing, and I want to know what that is all about and how I will get there.
Who's giving you the instructions?
Oh, well, I just woke up with it. One morning. A couple of days ago, I woke up knowing that, or actually just feeling like I needed to put my stuff in storage. And so I'm like, okay, what does this mean? Where am I going? You know, I know where my stuff is going. Where is my body going? You know, where am I going to end up? And I was given direction to call a friend of mine who lives in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And she said, well, why don't you just come stay here for a few months? You know.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah. So
I think from what I'm seeing here is this has a great deal of the element of faith connected to it for sure. And it feels to me that you won't know until you get to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And it's almost as though you're being drawn, and I keep feeling Native American stuff here. Do you have any Native American blood in you that you know of?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a lot of Native. Oh, okay.
And I work with a tribal council, so.
Okay. Have you recently done a vision quest?
I haven't done a vision quest. No.
I should think it's time. And I don't know if they supervise vision quests with the council you're working with, or if you'll have to seek somebody out when you get to Wisconsin. But a vision quest is really important for you. It's reconnecting with that part of you and past lives, of course. But you not only have the past lives, but you have the genetic memory along with it. So there is a very strong pull here to tap back into a lot of the Native American stuff. And this is cool. There's a book out there called Earthing. And it's about walking on the earth in your bare feet. And, you know, I don't suggest it yet because it's cold out there. But
we just got a bunch of snow.
Yeah. But when actually the earth is warm and welcoming, I suggest you do a lot of barefoot walking because it will help to balance your energy again. You've gone through amazing shifts and transformations here, and you need to reconnect with the earth, and you need to come into a greater synchronicity with the earth. So what you've got going on here is that. Just please know that when you get there, you'll find the answer and you'll find the reason that you needed to be there. It may be a gathering. It may be a person that you need to connect with. All I know is that, you know, at this point in time, you're trusting that the universe is giving you the right message, and I would trust that as well. James, what have you got?
Is this southern Wisconsin?
It's Appleton.
Is that near? Is that in the southern part near Madison, Milwaukee, or is that more northern? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's north and east.
North and east. Okay. It's delightful. It's fun. I'm getting totems. I'm getting statues. I'm getting figurines. I'm getting rituals. But groups of people and children, I think, in somehow, whether tribally or just through your encounters, you're going to be teaching children. And the Madison energy is also, even though it's a bit more intellectual and less pure by nature, is a lovely energy too. So if a trip to Madison happens, just to drink up the Madison energy of discovery and intellect, drink up Madison, go back to Appleton. But there's a lot of fertility in this. There's a lot of sweetness of the earth and goodness of nature and beauty in the trees, and trees talk and have extraordinary messages, totems, crafts, creativity. And there's, as Barbara said, gathering. I got the first thing when you said that, I got the gathering. Gatherings in circles, whether they're tribal gatherings, and you're going to be asked to pass on some wisdom and some messages, and you'll have a wonderful time.
I've been given direction to start a group on emotional sobriety because I've been in a 12-step group for many years, and they told me that it will do like a trial run there. Like it's a channel. It's more of a channeling than it is, you know, just talking about things. It's more of giving people like individual messages through through spirit.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
And they're saying, and you could begin it here. It would give you an aspect of yourself that you have, you know, it would help me to be more supportive of myself emotionally.
Oh, yes, because you will receive back those that you counsel. I see young people, older people, those that you counsel, those that you give the gifts of your heart and spirit unto, it's going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you in terms of survival, in terms of comfort, in terms of love. And the circle gets bigger and bigger. So it's going to be a great time. You're going to have it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Enjoy the trip.
Yes,
all right,
God bless you. You're very chosen. This is wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Have a good night. You guys take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got, I think, Deanna. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Oh, we're wonderful today. Thank you. How can we help?
Well, I said something to Jeannie. I wanted to let you know I thoroughly enjoyed the program you did night before yesterday with Lynn.
Oh, thank you.
I really liked it, and I hope you have him back very soon.
He will definitely come back.
And I said something else to Jeannie that she'll tell you later off air, that I also wrote you in an email. But I just tuned in because I wanted to listen to you, and, you know, I just forgot your name. I'm sorry, Mr.
James.
I'm sorry. I remembered it throughout, and then just now it just escaped me. But I was told that you're so wonderful, too, and I know how wonderful Barbara is.
Well, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My name is Deanna. No, you deserve that. You deserve that. And hello, Carlos. I think you guys are awesome.
Well,
and when I say
you.
Awesome, I mean the full extent of the word, because sometimes you learn things that you did not know existed by listening to people who were previously awed. You know, you're awed and you say, oh my gosh, this is really true. Like what you were saying about the insight.
Mm-hmm.
Your insight is there, but you need to wear glasses sometimes. And I had a thought for the young man before. I'm not sure if it was the chef or the other one, but it was the other one about the weirdness. Gee, we would have really lost a huge, hugely funny soul if we had not been exposed to the weirdness of Robin Williams, and also, I forget his name right now, but this gentleman who passed away who was a comic.
Jonathan Winters. He shaped a whole generation of comics and humor by following his instincts and the gifts God gave him.
Oh, absolutely.
Humorists are wonderful, and if you stop to think about it, yeah, they're weird, but they show us a different aspect. So that gentleman, you're not weird, you're just creative.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's true. I think that we all, at some point in time in our lives, try to fit into molds that we think, you know, that's what this is supposed to be, and that's what, you know, a teacher's supposed to be, and that's what a musician is supposed to be, instead of celebrating the uniqueness and the eccentricities that we each have, which make us the people that we are.
That's right, the talents. Those are talents.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I also thought of something else for you. I don't know if I ever wrote you this, but I wonder if you could do tours of the stone walls up in the Northeast, in the New England area.
Oh.
And I think I wrote someone else about it. You know, maybe you could run tours, you or someone else, because I definitely would see it if I could.
That's something Patrick and I had talked about, and so I don't know, but it's certainly a possibility we can look into and see if we can't make it happen.
Yeah. I don't know if you see anything for me. I hope you know my time is coming. And
it is.
I hope I can spread my wings on earth, though, you know.
Yeah. Well, I get
that you've done a lot of work, and you have such magic about you, such joy and freedom.
You.
But magic, you have a lot of past lives as a wonderful, beautiful spellcaster, and bringing people together and teasing people and lifting people's hearts and unifying people. And that's just going to spill over you this year into a lot of joy and reciprocation. And I don't get that your time is coming. I mean, God wants you here to create your magic still longer.
I mean that. Like, I can finally start acting and doing, because I've been very restricted for about 5 years, and it seems like it's easing up, and maybe now I can rise here, you know, at this level, and just learn a little more. Like Barbara was saying the other day, something about rising a level only.
Yeah.
I don't know in what context, but I remember the words. And I just need to rise here to a slightly higher level.
I think that's coming, and I think this summer is going to be spectacular for you.
Well, it's partly, you know, thanks to you and, you know, wonderful people.
Well, you know, I think that you know, you see such wonderful things in everybody else because they're just reflected from you.
Well, I do get inspired by others. I think I sent you once a poem by a guy called Bruce Wilmer, and I might send you another one, or, you know, next week. But those things inspire me and, you know, urge me to do better and stretch more.
Well, I think that you've been through a very difficult time, and you have done it with great nobility and dignity of spirit. And I think that there's a reward for that, and I think there's celebration ahead for you.
Oh, thank you. It's we seek to live in grace, and when we fall into disgrace, it's difficult, and we just want to believe that grace is again possible. And thanks to you, I feel grace is possible, and we learn more. As long as we learn something every day, it just makes the load a little bit less heavy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling, Deanna. I'm so glad you called today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for your program. And James, thank you, and many blessings and grace.
God bless you. You know, you have a great talent with language, a great talent with music. You have a great ability with words, and so Spirit really wants you to write and speak and sing. You have many lives in the 17th century. You're extraordinarily articulate, even though you don't believe that.
James, let me give you some confirmation here. Deanna is an interpreter.
You're amazing, Deanna. You're just amazing.
Thank you. I really try to interpret things, no matter whether it's language or other things. And the one thing I can interpret is the clock. I don't want you to run over. I bless you and hug you and thank you and love you both.
Thank you. Back at you. Thanks a lot.
Back at you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whoa, James. Well, we had another dozen or so people here that we're not going to get to, but I want to thank you so much for being a guest today. And I will try hard to talk you into coming back again.
I will come back anytime. I think you're tremendous, and all of your followers and everyone who called in are such very special spirits. So it was a marvelous experience, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of you and it. So thank you.
Well, you know, it's I have been blessed. I mean, absolutely blessed, because the most amazing people in the world call into the show, and I get the honor of talking with them and learning from them and from everybody that I work with, including you. So I do thank everybody for the opportunity, and Jeannie and I will be here next Wednesday with James on the 24th, and then we'll be back again on the 26th. I think Mary Peeler may try to stop by. So thank you, everyone. I so appreciate everybody that called in today in the chat room. You had a good time today. And Jeannie, of course. I mean, there is nothing more wonderful than having a sidekick that has your back constantly and make sure that, you know, I am timed appropriately and, you know, I get in as many of the callers as I possibly can. So, Jeannie, thank you so much. James, thank you. And
thank you.
And everybody will be back. So do please click follow and let Blog Talk let you know when we'll be back on the air. And James, I will be talking to you soon.
I will see you soon. And many blessings, lots of love to everyone. I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
Oh, us too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.